Hey everybody, it's me, Nate, and welcome back to Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. Super excited to be with you yet again on this feed. And I want to apologize for taking that little month long, or was it a month and change? It's hard to remember even. Time has just flown by for me. Taking a leave of absence from the show is not something that I want to make a habit of. Obviously, I want to keep going and I want to keep telling these stories. And sometimes, especially for me, during March and April, things get absolutely crazy. I'm flying from coast to coast, calling games, traveling, chasing horses. It's a lot. And it's also, when I say it out loud, ridiculous that I even feel like it's a lot. But I was a little overwhelmed, honestly, over the last couple of weeks, and I wasn't able to put the shows together and put the time into it like I would like to. And I have had to do the Ohio Valley thing, which is kind of, you know, pull up your boots and get to work even when maybe you're not feeling inspired or the 100% or something like that. In my case, it's not boots, thankfully. I'm terrible at physical labor, but the pen. And I got to writing and I got everything in this story, right, the Forgotten Miner, written out. And Cam, Brad, Carrie, and I were able to come together and make another episode for you to enjoy, hopefully. And I want to give, before we get too far into this show, I want to give a shout out to two awesome listeners of this podcast and have been listeners for a very long time, and that would be Carter and Justin. Now, Carter's family I have known for over a decade now, which is wild. I went to school with her brother down at Berea College and her sisters, and I was graduated, I think, before she went, but I want to say thank you to her and Justin for being such wonderful supporters. They even asked if I wanted to show up at the wedding. The way that travel ended up working out, I wasn't going to get there until like 11 o'clock at night, and it was unfortunately going to just be too late. But with that, I want to say congratulations, Justin. Best wishes, Carter. You two are fantastic supporters of me and my show, and I'm glad that I came back and was able to figure things out so I could provide you a little podcast listening maybe on your way back from your honeymoon. So again, you say best wishes to the bride, congratulations to the groom. That's the traditional way of looking at things. But I hope you two have a very, very lovely Ohio Valley life together now. And again, thank you so much for being fantastic supporters and believers in me. So let's get into it now. This is episode 3 of The Forgotten Miner in this series on Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. And this episode is called The Same Shade of Dark.
We've made it deeper into the mine shaft, where things are only visible thanks to the copious amounts of flashlights that we've brought with us. Believe me, this is not a place that you want to be left in the dark. Even though we've been in this mine for an hour, there still aren't any traces or hints of a precious crystal or any kind of coal miner strike turning violent. There is still an area that we haven't searched yet, and we're headed that... Oh, cut, cut! What the hell is that? Jeff, I told you to do a sound check. Now I've got to take this back from the top and reshoot the whole damn thing.
Cam, get down!
What was that?
Was that a cart?
Nothing was on it, though. Here, I've got my flashlight down the tunnel. It sounds like it's slowing down.
It's going uphill a little. I hear it's slowing down, too. Let's go check it out. So this is it, huh?
It's empty. It's kind of dusty, too.
Hard not to be after not being used for so long. I've never seen one in person, though, especially not like this.
You mean the two-person handcar?
Yeah, Kalamazoo?
Must have been the manufacturer. How is it moving that fast?
Especially if it's empty.
I guess there's only one way to find out, right?
Go toward where it came from?
Uh-huh. And now we've got the vehicle to get us there.
You want to ride this thing?
Why not? We know it works, at least.
These handles haven't been used in... Wait, do you see that?
What?
On the handle? What? Why isn't there dust on the handle? Like, someone was riding this thing just before.
Maybe someone else has been in here in the last 100 years. I don't know. I'm sure we aren't the first people to explore in here, but I do want to make sure we're the first ones to that stone. Hop on.
Okay, but you better pull your fair share.
If it's too far uphill, we'll probably just have to walk it, which is probably going to be the case.
This isn't so bad. It's surprisingly oiled well.
Maybe they just made things better back in the day.
Still waiting for that big hill you were talking about.
Yeah, this is surprisingly flat. I would have thought with how fast the cart came at us, it would have been a super tough incline.
I guess we just keep going then. Are you sure you're okay being the one that's facing backwards?
Yeah, that's fine. Not much to see anyway, even with the flashlight pointed ahead.
I hope not. Hold up, it looks like we're coming to the top of a pretty steep... Bro, stop cranking!
I stopped! Pull the brake! Pull the brake!
I don't see one! Where is it? I don't know!
Ah, you okay, Brad? You good?
Yeah.
I don't think our cart's in such good shape.
Oh, crap. Are the flashlights okay?
Yeah. They're fine. I'm fine too, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
I guess we're gonna have to take the rest of the way on foot.
Doesn't seem like there's much further to go. I mean, look over there.
Is that an old lift?
Dude, this is like Nicolas Cage, dude. Some sort of pulley system, yeah. We went a pretty long way down. Is this the bottom of the mine?
Possibly. Let's see if there's any... Oh. Oh, God. You see that?
It's dried blood on that wooden beam, I'm guessing.
I know that there was a violent strike that took place here a long time ago, but man, it's all leading up toward that gate.
What if we just don't go in? Head up the ramp the way we came and just call it off.
We've already come this far. We have to keep going. Besides, everything we've read about so far is true. After you.
Okay. Does it feel darker in here, though, than the rest of the mine?
I think you're imagining that. There's no natural light down here, so it's all the same shade of dark, isn't it?
No, it's... the walls before were almost gray. These are... darker. They're the...
the same color as the wooden beam. It's... there's no way these walls are covered in blood, right? It's just gotta be...
we can go one way or the other. Both have similar colored walls.
Let's head to the right. Maybe we can see some more clues about what happened down here.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.